Indictment: SPLC paid white supremacist informant $1 million after declaring group irrelevant. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2026. The far-left Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, paid a member of a white nationalist group over $1 million to be an informant, even after the nonprofit said the group had become almost irrelevant, according to reports. The SPLC is accused of paying the individual, who was a member of the National Alliance, to engage in activities such as breaking into the group's headquarters to steal documents which the member later handed over to the SPLC, Fox News reported on Friday. The news comes after the SPLC on Tuesday was charged by a federal grand jury in Alabama with several counts of wire fraud, false statements to a federally insured bank, alongside conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering, per Breitbart News. According to the indictment, SPLC paid the National Alliance member more than $1 million over a 9-year period for his role, which included clandestine activities such as breaking into the group's headquarters to steal some 25 boxes of documents, which he photocopied and distributed to the SPLC. The Fox article read, adding the nonprofit appeared to use the documents for its report about the group. However, Sarah Bedford of the Washington Examiner said the SPLC shelled out the $1 million to infiltrate the group after it had declared it effectively dead years earlier. Indeed, the SPLC's webpage about the National Alliance, NAA, designated it a hate group and said it was for decades the most dangerous and best organized neo-Nazi formation in America. Explicitly genocidal in its ideology, NAA materials call for the eradication of the Jews and other races and the creation of an all-white homeland. The nonprofit also noted that by 2007, the group was on the decline and had become almost irrelevant by 2009. In his announcement about the SPLC indictment on Tuesday, Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Director Kash Patel described how the nonprofit claimed to work against the groups it was allegedly funding. They lied to their donors, vowing to dismantle violent extremist groups, and actually turned around and paid the leaders of these very extremist groups, even utilizing the funds to have these groups facilitate the commission of state and federal crimes, he wrote. The National Alliance and the writings of its founder have been closely associated with a litany of violent attacks since the 1980s, including a 1999 multi-state shooting spree targeting minorities and Jewish Americans, and the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, the Fox report noted. Meanwhile, several big-name donors to the SPLC have remained silent since the indictment was announced.